Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. We do the lottery in here from time to time. Dave is very anti-lottery.
I just feel like if you knew the odds of, you know, really knew the mathematical odds of you winning the lottery, you would just bet on horses or greyhounds instead.
Yeah, but you don't have any problem coming into our, well, look, if I win the lotto, I'll give you a certain amount of money.
Oh, absolutely. Deal. I want you to buy me things like really expensive guitars and but I don't, I'm never putting a quid in for the Euro ticket. That's not happening.
Well, a lot of people, when they think of the lottery, think that maybe the universe is at work. Maybe there's higher powers that you need to embrace or to connect into to actually make it happen for you. There's always thoughts of people being psychically connected to numbers and strange things happening.
Right.
And of course, those stories are poo-pooed a lot of the time. Have a listen to this story, right? We got it from a chap called David in Limerick. And he has an incredible story of his run-in with the lotto this week.
This is the story of how I was robbed for the lotto. So I'm not drunk. This genuinely happened. So right during the week, this is going to sound f***ing mental now. You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. So I was driving to work during the week, right? And on the radio, a song came on by Jordan Sparks. And for whatever reason, I said to myself, I was like, oh, Jesus, Jordan Sparks. She's like Mr. Price version of Leona Lewis. For whatever reason, I don't know why I said it. 10 seconds later then, a Mr. Price van pops out in front of me, out of nowhere. On the back it said, get ready to party. So I was like, Jesus, that's a bit f***ing weird. So I took down the reg of the van, and the reg was 151D39523. So I was like, oh, Jesus, I could make the lot of numbers out of this. So I took the 15 at the start as 15. I took 1D, this is the stupid part now, I took 1D as 10. And then I broke up the other one into 39, 5 and 23. So I had five numbers. So I was like, Jesus, where did I get the sixth number from? I drove past one of those speed limit things, flashes up your speed, and 47 came up. So I was like, right, there's my sixth number. Grand. So that was in the morning. And then I was finished school early that day, so it was 1 o'clock I left. And Mr. Price fan is in front of me again. I was like, this is f***ing weird. So I used them as the lot of numbers. Did it with my mother there, Farida. And didn't the f***ing numbers come up except for f***ing 10. The one that I used 1D for. If I had just taken the 1 and forgotten out the letter, I'd have won 19 million. That's a mental story. But someone tried to give me a lot of numbers and I f***ed it up.
David in Limerick.
19 million quid. He was one digit away from it.
And have you checked, like, Maria, did you, because I know you're always on the lotto on your app and your everything. Did you check, were those numbers he was talking about the right numbers?
So Saturday's numbers were 1, 5, 15, 23, 39, 47. And the bonus was 30.
Right. So he was.
So he went for 10.
He went for 10 instead of 1.
Now, I don't know why he turned the D into a 0. I would have just dropped the D.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's going to be thinking about for the rest of his life.
But Dave, I suppose
you're not having any of it, are you?
Look, it's not that I don't doubt. I'm doubting David from Limerick, but like that's a great story to tell after you know what the lottery numbers are. You know what I mean? I go, the reg was this.
Yeah, but he can't tell that story before the lotto numbers are pulled.
Yeah,
because you don't know.
Nobody will care.
I just don't think the universe is trying to give David from Limerick or anyone else the lottery numbers.
He would have won money anyway, though.
Yeah, but only about a grand, though, isn't it?
So how many numbers did he get?
Five.
He said he had five.
Not
no match,
bonus.
Not the bonus.
Do you have to get the bonus as well as all the numbers?
No, to get different money you do.
All right.
So
match five. 44 people matched five and they got €1,298.
That's
like the difference between that and 19 million.
You see, I think if David had actually done that, I think he would have said at the end of the story, would have gone, I can't believe I would have won 90 million. I got 1,200 quid, but like that's grand and all for Christmas. But like, he didn't say any of that.
Do you think there's a possibility that David works for Mr. Price? And this is the greatest, most subtle ad campaign.
Or he's Leona Lewis's hype manager who wants to put Jordan Sparks in her place.
What do you think, folks? Do you believe that story? Have you ever had a similar psychic experience, either with the lotto numbers or something else like that? You can let us know 087 4100 102.
Have you ever come close to winning it? like close to winning.
No,
never. At home, my dad got five numbers.
Did he?
Yeah. We were just sitting there,
yeah.
And he was taking numbers off, and we were like, ah!
And then the last
didn't get the last one.
Oh no!
And one time I was sitting there, and I remember I say I was about 15, and I was watching the draw, and you know the way the balls are like boom boom, and they're all jumping around, and I just went 22, and then the ball comes up the tube 22. I was like, oh, then I was like 13, balls all jumbling around, ball goes up. I did the first four numbers.
Oh my god.
Just psychically named them.
What?
And then got so freaked out I couldn't do the last two. I wouldn't have won anything because it was happening live and yeah. I clearly hadn't bought a ticket.
But still.
Yeah, but I was just kind of in a zone. I was like, I absolutely know what numbers are coming out of this drum.
Why didn't you try to get back into that zone before the next one and then, you know,
I got busy, I was 15, there were girls.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.